Hi, I'm Yusuf Zine. My latest TVO Today podcast is on how a Canadian ends up in a Chinese prison and if he's even alive. Listen and subscribe to Extradition. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Help TVO create a better world through the power of learning. Visit TVO.org and make a tax-deductible donation today.
Well, in 2016, the United States elected a guy who was sort of a populist on steroids. And you may think that this was the first time that rampant populism had taken hold on the North American continent. Mm-mm-mm. It happened 90 years ago right here in the province of Ontario. Let's talk about Mitch Hepburn. Mitch Hepburn was an MPP from southwestern Ontario, and he was, I guess you could call him, the boy premier. He became Premier of Ontario in 1934 at the age of 37, and he campaigned on a whole bunch of ideas designed to create a populist furor across the province of Ontario. One of the first things that he decided to do was, he said, all the cabinet ministers who have limousines and drivers, we're getting rid of those. Also, Lieutenant Governor, I know you've got this beautiful home called Chorley Park in Toronto. Guess what? We're selling that. He was going to get rid of speed limits in the province. That one he didn't quite get done, but the other two he did. Mitch Hepburn got into increasing battles with the Prime Minister of the country. And that was kind of strange because Mitch was a Liberal and the Prime Minister, William Lyon Mackenzie King, was also a Liberal. And yet for whatever reason, the two of them just did not get along at all. Mackenzie King doubted Mitch's judgment. He thought Mitch was trying to be a second Prime Minister in the country. He wasn't totally wrong about that. You know, the job was called Premier of Ontario. But Mitch Hepburn, in order to be thought of on an even plane with the Prime Minister of the country, changed the title of the job in Ontario to Prime Minister of Ontario. Mitch is often remembered for a couple of things. Number one, he's the guy who insisted that milk be pasteurized in the province because he saw that people were getting sick. So we got to give him his due on that. But he also did a lot of other things that made people very upset. In fact, I interviewed his son Peter once. And Peter Hepburn came to TVO and told me a story about how when he was a kid, they often had boarded up the windows of the kitchen because people would drive by the house and shoot the windows out. I kid you not. So, yeah, Mitch was a bit of a controversial guy. When Mitch was living in the riding in southwestern Ontario, okay, that was one thing. But when the house was sitting, he lived at the King Edward Hotel on King Street in downtown Toronto. And there was kind of a lot of debauchery going on.
Oh no, not debauchery.
Debauchery. There was debauchery going on. There was a lot of drinking. There were a lot of ladies of the evening. It was kind of well known, but never reported, that Mitch Hepburn availed himself of all of the sins that a man of that day could avail himself of. Debauchery. After almost a decade of this, Mitch literally walked out of the Premier's office one day at Queen's Park and he walked down the hall to his Attorney General's office. That man's name was Gordon Conant. And he said to Conant, I've had enough. I'm quitting. You're the Premier now. And he left the building. I know Elvis has left the building, but Mitch has now left the building as well. Well, Conant, being the Attorney General, thought his leadership needed some legitimacy. And so he went before the caucus and he said, we're going to have an official leadership convention. And then, just as they were getting ready to hold this leadership convention, Conant has a heart attack. And as a result, the job fell to the next most popular guy in that caucus, a guy by the name of Harry Nixon. Harry Nixon, he decided we needed to have an election, so he went to the polls in 1943. Big mistake. All of Mitch's antics, all of the craziness and zaniness surrounding the Hepburn government, those chickens came home to roost. And as a result, Harry Nixon lost the job. He was only premier for 6 weeks. He's the shortest serving premier in Ontario history. George Drew, for the Progressive Conservatives, he took over and he became the Premier of Ontario. And all of those antics from the Hepburn years begat 42 straight years of Conservative rule in Ontario. Drew, and then Frost, who won three straight majorities in the 50s, and then John Robarts, who won two straight majorities in the 60s, and then Bill Davis, who who won four straight elections in the 1970s and 80s, a 42-year-long Tory dynasty. We used to joke at Queen's Park, there's only two parties in the world that you can't beat, Enver Hoxha's Communist Party in Albania and the Conservative Party of Ontario. But it all starts with Mitch Hepburn back in 34, the boy premier, the populist on steroids who comes in and has some legislative victories, but is often remembered today as one of the more unusual people, let's put it that way, to hold that office.
The Agenda with Steve Paikin is made possible through generous philanthropic contributions from viewers like you. Thank you for supporting TVO's journalism.